Hey, Dad.
Hey, Dad.
Welcome. Hey, welcome back. You are listening to Drag and Draft with me, Jamari.
Me, Sergio, but you call me Serge. Were you about to say something extra?
I was about to say my last name.
I'm Dad. I mean, if you want to, it's up to you, but yes.
No. Okay. So, if you are new to the podcast, here at Dragon Draft, we've turned RuPaul's Drag Race into our very own fantasy league. We create teams, aka our houses, made up of queens competing this season. As the queens sashay through the competition, we track how our teams are doing based on their performances. At the end of the season, winning house gets a pick advantage for the next upcoming season, whether that be another regular season of the US or All Stars or Global All Stars or any other global season. It's all about who has the winner at the end of the season. Is the winner in your house? So, Serge, how are you feeling?
How am I feeling? I don't even know. Like I had like there was some like stuff I had planned to talk to you about, but it completely crossed like blew my brain out. Like, and I'm not blew my brain out, Jesus. Like, I don't even know. But there's something I want to at like talk to you about you, which I'm gagged that you're on Instagram now.
Bitch, yeah. I decided why not? Why not? Why not?
You've been all over the place with this decision. What made you decide to return to Instagram finally?
Honestly, the past couple days, I hit like one. You know, everybody has like those milestones in life where they like come to a realization, like a certain realization. Well, mine was just like, fuck it. You know, like you only live once, you only get to do things one time at most. Well, at minimum, one time. What's the harm in getting back on Instagram? And like, especially with like this podcast, like I kind of need to be on Instagram to keep track of all the shit that's going on this season.
And you get to fully be a part of what we're gonna how what we're gonna be posting on our Instagram, our Drag and Draft Instagram, which y'all can follow us at Drag and Draft
Please.
DRAN with a DRAG. N for
And
nice,
yes,
DRAFT.
drag and draft.
Yes, but I'm just happy that you are back. It's nice you can finally see my posts.
You just wanted an extra like.
No, I just want,
No,
extra support. That's it.
I know. Just kidding, just kidding.
By the way, y'all can follow me at Call Me Surge. Where can you where we going when they can follow you now?
Oh yes, y'all can follow me, same as Twitter, at Jamari MB. That's JOMARIMB.
Yes. And for those who spell Surge with SER, it's Call Me Surge is CALMESIRG.
Yes, get it right.
But yeah. So, okay. I'm happy. I'm excited to talk about this episode.
You know I love Snatch Game. Outside of the Rusical, I love Snatch Game because that really shows us who's the actual comedy queen of the season. And I gotta say, this one brought out a lot of surprises.
Yes, and Twitter has been talking. Everyone's been talking. A lot of opinions about this episode. It's actually, I heard that it's actually the lowest rating episode of the season so far.
Honestly, you know, I can see why. I can see why.
Let's re remind the girls, remind the peoples who's in our houses.
Okay, so listen. So as of right now, the queens I have on my team are Susie Toot, Arietti, Lucky Star, On Your Nerve, Crystal, Acacia Forgot, and Miss Hormona Lisa. And
Yes.
Sergio?
I have Lexi Star, Lana Jarae, Jewel Sparkles, Corey King. I have Sam Star.
You, I didn't, I said lucky.
I thought I heard Sam Star.
Wait, did I say
Zach
lucky, sir?
Star. I'm not sure. Lydia Juella.
Yes. So, Hormona is gone. Is gone. Country. Hormona is gone. And honestly, yeah, she's gone. I don't really know
Are
what to
you
say about
like,
it.
I mean, Corey is laughing.
Corey is fucking LM fucking LOLing in this bitch today.
I mean, that was real, and that got me a cackle, to be honest. Because I mean, Corey's real. He's like, look, I'm not gonna lie to y'all. There's no tears shed here.
Right.
And then I'm like just wondering, what is the deep beef behind Corey and Hormona? I mean,
Well, I mean, in the
we
first.
haven't really seen much besides, the first couple episodes of them talking about each other, but.
Right. But I will say, Hormona did come off as that, how do I say? She came off as like, oh, I was handpicked. Rue wants me to be here. That kind of y'all can't fuck with me vibe. And it's like, I guess, I don't know. I guess Corey was feeling some type of way. Because I get that, Hormona was handpicked and all these and everybody else literally had to fight, to be on this season, I guess. Well, not I guess they did. Whereas Hormona took a chance and got what she wanted out of it.
Yeah,
So
and
I could see why she could be, happy for her to be gone.
And then I wrote down her mirror message. She said, "Pumpkins, never stop dreaming. Forever the chosen one."
See the
The chosen
chosen one.
I mean, go off, girl. You got eliminated. Say what you want to say. That's literally what I would say in the confessions right after. I'm like, go off. Literally leave.
Oh, okay. I was in it.
Thing. Acacia said, "Welcome to the beat, Hormona, in a lip sync club." I was like,
Oh, damn.
okay. It's only two people that beat her, but I mean, was that necessary to say? Sure, I
I mean,
guess.
was it that big of an achievement, honestly?
Right. I like, is that necessary? Okay, cool. If you want that title, sure. And you could tell that no one is crying. There's no sh tears are shed. However, when Joelle, when no, when Lucky got eliminated,
There were
we're
tears, bitch.
probably sobbing. So I'm like, yeah, these girls did not care for her, unfortunately. But so right now, the winner's circle is looking like Susie, which is your girl, Lexi, who's my girl, Anya. Oh yeah,
Anya, another
Susie has
girl.
two wins by now, right? Lexi has one win. Anya has one win so
One
far.
win so far, yeah.
She's on your team. Sam has one win and she's on my team. And then Arietti has one win and she's on your team.
Yes.
Yes, and Arietti just won the last episode, The Ball. And I didn't re they never showed us that the queens do this until this season. They recycled their looks after the ball. Like they threw all
Yeah,
their
I
looks.
did. That was the first time I ever seen them put the looks in a recycling bin.
Yeah, never to be seen again, thrown away. I was like, if I made a really good look, I'm keeping it. I'm putting on,
Right.
I would pull a Utica and do like a museum of my looks.
No, I mean, but at the same time, Utica has some good ass looks.
You don't think I would have some good looks?
Oh,
Crazy. But I'm gonna let that slide. Anyway. But after the revival, that looks, Jules called Lana an icon. And Sam was like, I think Jules over praising Lana a little too much because icon is a strong word.
Icon, okay, I did, you know, icon is a strong word, right? Maybe they could have used a different word, but at the same time,
icon is a strong word. I think Lana's performances has been really good. I've loved them. I really like them. I don't know if I would call it icon status, but she's been slaying it, so.
Right.
Let me just let Jules compliment Lana and move on. It don't really change anything. So. This is a new day in the workroom, right? Hormona left her bob. One thing I noted.
Yes, she did leave her bob. The shake and go bob.
Yes, which I thought was kind of funny. I'm like, I guess she know that was like, it was like a infamous thing of that everyone was talking about. So she's like, you know what? Let me leave this bob for everybody to talk about.
Yes, and the maxi challenge this episode is Snatch Game. And before the queens even introduce who they're going to be, who do you think can come out on top? Just from what we've seen so far.
I believed that Anya was going to... Hold on, let me see. Susie Jones. Okay, I believe that Anya was going to be the top. Susie and Jules were going to be the top three. And then I thought the ones that were going to struggle and be the low is Crystal, Corey, and Lydia.
Really?
Yes. How did you think about this?
I knew Anya was going to be good. Like, the full charisma, uniqueness, nerve, and talent, like, everything. And then, aside from her, I thought Suzy was going to do good with what she did on SNL. Because, I mean, that's impersonating, too. And then, who else did I think was going to be good? Of course, Jules, especially after she did that impersonation of Hormona with Lexi. Told her to take the fucking jewels off that dress.
Oh.
Like, I knew Jules was going to do good.
When the Snatch Game was announced, no one was worried. Everyone seemed confident. Usually, this cast is usually confident with their abilities. You know, a little Delulu, don't you know?
Very.
Who was the most confident, though?
I feel like Susie was the most confident out of everybody.
Oh, yeah.
Definitely Susie.
Yeah, she was like, I won competitions with this character. I've won, you know, I've won everything with this character. I know this character from page 1 to page 100. Like, I know up and down who this character is. So, I'm going to eat y'all up.
And right when she said that, it scared me. Especially when they started doing the flashbacks from her, like, impersonating. Who did she impersonate? Ellen Green.
From Little Shop of Horrors. Have you seen
Little that? Shop of Horrors. I have not seen... I've seen, like, the first opening song, and that's been it. Okay, so everybody made their final decision after speaking with Rue, and it has come down to this. Anya is Eddie Murphy. Sam decided to go with Kim Kerbell. Susie Toot stuck with Ellen Green. Acacia is Trisha Paytas. Crystal is Nicole Richie. Lana decided to sit on that bus seat and is Rosa Parks. Corey is Big Ange. Lydia is David Lynch. Jules is Miss Big Feet. Miss Big Feet. Arietti is Cupid. And Lexi is Gilbert Gottfried.
Yeah.
The guest judges are Alyssa Edwards as Alyssa Edwards'
mother.
And we have a fucking butt plug. And a big one at that. I don't know whose butt that's going in, but we had a fucking butt plug.
Maybe Big Feet.
Good. Big Feet got some big problems.
I don't know why.
don't know why Big C was the first person I came on,
But not only is it just a big ass pink butt plug, it's an AI big ass pink butt plug.
yes, and they called it gay eye.
Gay eye.
Yes. Which, I mean, how did you feel about gay eye being the second guest judge instead of a regular person? All the queen, by the way, all the queens in LA, they like, let's choose AI person,
Like,
right?
imagine if they had Alyssa and Coco, or Alyssa. There's so many other queens they could have paired with Alyssa, or celebrities they could have paired with Alyssa. But already feel some type of way about AI at this point in the current climate. So right now, I was like, okay.
I
Gay
mean,
eye, I guess.
I was listening to Sibling Rivalry, and Bob was like, "I'm literally living in LA. Y'all can call me. My phone is open." Oh, you could have. Yeah, they could have called Bob. Literally, there's
They
so many
really could have
queens.
called Bob.
Yes, there's so many queens in LA they could have called, but they like, no, we're gonna use AI and let Alyssa be Alyssa. So anyway, let's move on to Snatch Game. My first laugh, and you might be surprised, it was Lexi, as. Because when Rue introduced her, literally seconds after introduced her, she completely gives up and messes everything up. And to me, that was kind of funny. That was hilarious. Like, her messing up was hilarious to me. And I know it was a lot, there was a lot of discourse on Twitter and Reddit about it. But I didn't mind. I personally found it funny.
Yeah, I did laugh. I also found it honestly good that she stayed in character even though she fucked up.
Did
'Cause
she
she was
stay in
like
character
going
though? I
on.
don't
She
know.
did. She fully did. Like, the voice was still there. She was like,
Who?
she's going, she was going into what she was gonna say, and then she's like, ah, fuck. And then, and then, like, the laughs came in. I was like, okay, maybe that was like a good save. Like, stay in character. Just stay in
Right.
character.
It was mixed. Like, she was in her in character. She was doing herself. She was. I don't know. It was a train wreck. But it was like, it was a train wreck you didn't want to look away from. Like, it was so good. It
Right.
was good. I don't know. It kind of reminded me of Canada Drag Race when the girlfriend experience. Love her so much. When every time she was put with a challenge, she just completely gave up. And I'm like, girl. And it was kind of funny to me because I'm like, damn. As Instantly, you regret everything that you regret your whole existence being there.
Like, take me home. I'm done. Not
Right, she
finished.
was done. But at least Lexi was in there, and I found it funny personally, but yeah.
No, she had me worried because as like Snatch Game went on, she continued to fuck up. Like, she continued to stay in her head, but she still stayed in character, which is what got me. And I was like, okay, maybe she won't be in the bottom. Like, maybe they'll like give her brownie points or whatever for being, in character the whole time.
I mean, Rue was laughing. That's really the only. That's what makes Snatch Game. That's the only best, biggest premise of a Snatch Game. Just make Rue laugh. That's it.
Just make her laugh.
Yeah. So, she won in Rue's eyes, apparently. But you know who got, like, what got my second laugh? I wrote these notes down. Second laugh was when Rue turned to Lana and she was like, "Well, Rosa Parks, do you want to switch seats?" She looked up, she looked forward, and she looked at
Bitch.
Corey. And Corey turned back and was like, "Well, I'm black too, so." I'm like, damn. Which makes me
As fucking big edge.
right as big edge. What makes me think though, they're setting Lana up in a good way to win the like do well in the Snatch Game, and she's just not catching it. They put her in the back.
Literally in the back row, she could have. She honestly, I was hoping Lana would pull what Simone did with Harriet Tubman and just been like, fuck it, I'll just do whatever, but make it funny.
I mean, just to let loose.
Let loose.
Like,
Let
just.
loose.
She could. Okay, so this is the suggestion that Bob said on Bob Sibling Rivalry, and I thought it was brilliant, and Monet thought it was brilliant. It's brilliant. She said, if you're doing Rosa Parks and they put you in the back, and Rue was literally asking, do you want to switch? You should have got up and pulled a chair to the front and was like, yeah, I'm not moving.
Literally pulled a hole, grabbed a whole seat, went off camera, grabbed a seat from production, honestly took it, grabbed one of the director seats, snatched it up, put it front row and center, and be like, and I'm not getting up.
I will boycott this place. I'm not doing
That
it. I'm not moving. But I
would have
mean,
been iconic.
yeah, what was unfortunate was that Corey's on one end and Anna's on the other end. So it's like, I don't, it'd be kind of awkward to try to jump in the middle where the white queens are. So I felt maybe she felt kind of like stuck. And not knowing what to do. I'm sure if it was all stars and the queens were more comfortable doing whatever they want to do, a queen would probably do that. But just your first time on Snatch Game, you don't know what's allowed and what's not allowed. So maybe Lana was like, oh, I don't know if I can actually move, but it's
I
just.
don't know. At the same time, we've seen Lana get in her head throughout this entire competition with like the opening, the talent show number that she did, or the variety show number she did. SNL a little bit. She got, well, honestly, I don't even think she got in her head during the SNL challenge. I felt
No.
like after that challenge is when like the decline started to happen, because she fully, as we all saw from like the episode after they announced her safe, and then if everybody watched Untucked, she fully thought that she was going to be in the top that episode.
I think she just can
And
play characters of her own. That's more like her.
right.
Yeah. Because when Rue asked, is the bus still running? She said, well, always. The bus is always running. And she's like, Rue, you messed up my joke.
Literally, when it cut to her in the confessional and she was like, you messed up my whole thing. Now I don't know what to do. Like, she started cracking. I was like, damn.
And
Damn, bro.
Twitter was going off about that moment because they was like, oh, Lana's being a brat, like she's being a young queen that don't know nothing. Like, how you gonna blame Rue? That's her joke, you should have been more prepared, da da da. Yes, I agree. I agree, but let's not go too hard on Miss Lana, honestly.
You know the fandom's gonna go hard. That is the one thing that they will not disappoint you in.
Like, this is their first time on Snatch Game. Can you do Snatch Game? Like.
Right. Can y'all get up there in a corset or in a dressed up as a woman or a man or a fictional character and make
Or Bigfoot,
RuPaul
yeah.
laugh?
Like, let's be easy on these queens, because I don't think y'all can do it. Like, let's be honest. But it was funny
Insane.
that it was unfortunate that that was the only joke you had at that moment, and that of
It
course we were gonna say it.
right, because what is Rue known for saying? Is the bus still running? Or like, that's a very famous common quote on the show.
Yeah, and I wondered what she would if Lana did have the opportunity to ask her first. I wonder what the joke would have been.
What she would have done afterwards.
I'm very curious. She better call in and tell us, because I'm very curious. Because, huh? I would prepare that question back and forwards. Like, if I'm asking a question or if Rue asking a question, I should be prepared to know what to say, because it's going to be
Right.
asked to me, since I am Rosa Parks.
This is crazy. But I will say this, one person who did not disappoint me from the moment the cameras turned on and the Snatch Game panel was showed was Anya fucking Nerve. That bitch, she came fucking prepared and was ready to go for Snatch Game.
Yeah, not to fast forward a little past this, but how did you feel about Susie saying that she played her own self? Anya played herself.
No, okay, that, because I also saw discourse on this on Twitter about that, and everybody was like, making it like a race thing or anything like that. But Eddie Murphy, that version of Eddie Murphy that Anya was playing, I didn't think it was anywhere near who Anya like is as an individual, like outside of drag and drag. I didn't think she was playing herself whatsoever.
Right.
Like, if anything, Anya doesn't sound like that version of Eddie Murphy. Like, when
No.
have we heard Anya sound like Eddie Murphy from like Norbit and stuff like that? The Nutty Professor.
Right. I disagree with what Sue said. Like, Anya's, I don't mean, we don't know Anya personally, but
No.
Anya never gave that type of energy. Like, her Eddie Murphy was like more energetic and lot more flamboyant. Very, there was a character there, obviously.
The mannerisms,
The mannerisms.
especially.
Yeah, she and Anya don't talk like that. So,
All. Speaking of Susie,
oh
when
girl.
I tell you the letdown, the fucking letdown,
Oh my
I
I
was
get
fully like, oh, this is in Susie's area. Like, she just came off a win from the improv RuPaul SNL challenge. Like, she's got this in the bag. And then she starts fucking mumbling. Like, what?
Was that her only joke?
Like, was that the only play you had on Miss Ellen Green as Audrey? Was
That,
the lisp?
like, that's a genuine question though. Like, I'm from my memory, was that the only joke she said the entire time? The only joke that they showed?
No, okay, this is what gets me and why I think I felt like this Snatch game was kind of short or kind of like quickened. Like, I feel like we got a lot of Anya, we got a lot of Jules as Mrs. Big Feet. We even got a little bit of a lot of Lexi, a lot of Sam.
The girls that were on top and the bottom, they made
The girls that
the
are
last one.
right. But if when we think about the girls who were just like safe or didn't really get that much, Akashic was on our screens for maybe the intro of Trisha Paytas and then maybe one or two jokes. Same with Corey King. Same with Lydia.
I do
Susie
have
was
something to
up
say about
there.
Lydia though.
What do you have
My
to say about Lydia?
third laugh was Lydia's makeup. I'm like, what is the Goosebumps dummy? You know, the dog, the
The fucking
dummy,
doll, the doll.
the
All she
dummy
needed
from
was a black
Goosebumps.
pussycat wig and the red cheeks. She could have been him. She could have fucking been him.
The makeup so harsh? Like, she looked crazy. But
I will
I
say though,
did like
she
her
is
point of view of
good.
the character, though. I liked how her
Right.
dry humor, how she talked.
Right. I mean, we don't know David Lynch's humor at all. So for her to give off that dry humor was like, I thought it was kind of funny. But like you said, the makeup was really what made it all hilarious, especially with the Justin Bieber
Thank you, Justin Bieber.
wig.
Crying. And then my fourth laugh was Jules when Alyssa looked, wait, hold on, when Rue called her Sasquatch and Jules was like, she turned around as like Alyssa, like back rolls, Sasquatch. I don't know why that made me laugh, but she's like, Sasquatch, that's
No,
a
okay.
term.
I didn't say this earlier, but when Alyssa came down in the workroom, everybody was like,
Yes.
and Jules gave the fucking the whole Alyssa, you know,
The
dramatic outreach. Yes, I literally was on my knees fucking laughing. Like, Jules is fucking
meme.
hilarious.
Yeah, Jules did amazing as Sasquatch. And I went on Twitter. I was like, no, I'm sorry, I didn't mean to say call her Sasquatch. Big feet or Bigfoot. I was like, is Big Feet about to win Snatch Game?
Imagine this.
That would be crazy. Though Anya did do awesome, did do the best, but Jules was right on her heels too.
It was close.
Because she was really quick with it. Like, also she said, I see your Rue said, I see your nails are painted. Are you non-binary? And then Jules is like, no, RuPaul, I'm a woman.
The fucking voice. I don't know if it was like Jersey or like, I don't know what the voice came from, but that shit was hilarious.
Right.
Oh, I did write this down. Why was Crystal, because Crystal chose to be Nicole Richie, right?
Oh, baby.
Why was she given Tiffany from The Bride of Chucky?
Someone else said that. I was like, I think I see it.
When she popped up, I said, ooh, this shit's getting scary.
Yeah, that's another makeup. I was like, what the fuck? What is going on with the makeup? What is happening? It was very scary.
Very.
There was one other moment that made me laugh that Jules did. Sam Starr, she turned to Jules and she said, sweetie, do you need a pageant coach? You need a hairbrush. It looks like you brushed it out with fireworks. Then Jules turned around and said, you need hair, period, bitch.
Yeah, period. Oh my god.
That was hilarious. So again, Jules killed it for me as well.
No, and speaking of comebacks and notable like quotes from Snatch Game, when Rue was like, everybody say love, and then Audrey goes, love, and look at Eddie Murphy, that shit had me crying.
Yeah, she was like, love. So random, but it was hilarious. But there was another moment that Lana said, she said, I never been to a hotel, so I said handcuffs. It was a response to a question. And then RuPaul stopped. It was like, oh, handcuffs. And then Lana said, I don't like being arrested. I don't know, that kind of made me laugh. But then RuPaul said, you don't like to stay in hotels when you go out of town. Where do you stay? Then Lana said, in my car. I was like,
okay. And then it started fumbling downhill from there, because then Rue was like, you have a car? Why are you on the bus?
Right. Because the bus is still running. I do like a good bus. Then Rue's like, staying in character, aren't you?
We have not talked about Arietti at all, which is, honestly, it makes sense, because Arietti as Cupid was, oh my god.
I did write one down. RuPaul in the beginning, she said, now how do you make the perfect match? Arietti said, I'm just a baby. I don't know how to do that. And then RuPaul said, you do shoot arrows to lovers, right? And then Arietti said, I do. I'm like, okay, this match ain't not going nowhere.
So she's at the bottom immediately. That's why I was like, please let the rumble be something good.
Yeah, because
I cannot lose another girl from my house.
Yeah, your house has been taking shots left and right. But I was like, this is a struggle bus. Do you have any other notes on Arietti?
Bomb.
Something from Anya, though. Let's go back to the good side.
Yes.
RuPaul said, Eddie, I assume you go to 5-star hotels. Would you stay in a 4-star hotel?
Anya was like, well, yes.
Why not? It's just 1-star lower.
Right.
I was like, okay. That's funny. Yeah. But my last note was when Jules pulled out her leg and started scratching her ear.
Bitch.
And RuPaul was like, is that a manicure? And she's like, I don't pay for a manicure. That's blood.
That's blood. Bitch. And for, I honestly was like, did she really think that far ahead to bring a prosthetic leg with her? Or was that her actual fucking leg?
Hell no, that's not her real leg. Come on.
Bitch, you never know. She could be a fucking contortionist for all we know.
Hell no. But I love that Jules thought ahead and just had that prop. It was just so genius. Like,
Hilarious.
if Anya wasn't there, Jules would have been my winner.
Like, Jules, Anya, they shined during this whole thing.
Yeah. We haven't talked about Acacia, but Acacia Trisha
Oh.
Paytas was just fine to me.
Yes, we did not forget about you, Acacia. We just saved you for last.
I mean, it was just fine. They didn't show her a lot.
Like I said, some of these girls, they literally introduced their character and had one joke inserted, and that was it.
Yeah, which is unfortunate because I think Corey as Big Ange would have been really funny.
I did too, 'cause the one I don't remember what the joke was, but the voice was on.
Yeah. Which I mean she kind of done that voice before. That
But yeah,
Jersey accent.
yeah.
So we know she can do it. But the characterization, she was very in on the joke of her being a white woman. Like she's in on the joke. I love when someone is in on the joke and just plays on it. That's definitely what Corey did, and I feel like they showed her more, she probably would have been higher. But maybe they didn't show her more because maybe she started flopping a little. I don't know. I don't know.
We'll see during the deliberations, but
We
that
didn't. We also didn't talk
was
about Sam.
not at all. Not at fucking all. And I think she was one of the high placements.
She was. How do you feel about her performance?
Sam, I felt like did a really good job being Kim Gravel.
I believe she's the lady that was in that on that meme. I love this meme of her. I believe her daughter was on a pageant, and her daughter said, "I like
Yes.
food. I like food." And she's camera panned back to her in that. She paused and she's like, "Me too, girl. Me too, girl. I like
Me
food."
too. And the clap, yeah.
Well, I love that meme. It's hilarious. But y'all,
I feel like Sam did a good job.
I thought this was okay to me. I didn't laugh. It wasn't for me, I guess.
Right.
I didn't really care for it too much. She was quick at responding to girls, and she was very prepared. She was probably like Michelle said, she was the most prepared, probably in the Snatch game.
Right.
We didn't say too much about Nicole Richie besides the makeup.
Chucky. I mean, what was the doll's name?
Tiffany.
Tiffany? Tiffany.
Oh, it could be Chucky. But Crystal as Nicole Richie. They said she did a improv no-no. I believe it was her that they said that too. No, they didn't say that. But yeah, they kind of said it. Improv no-no, where they was like with some Lionel Richie songs, and she was like, "I don't know, I was drunk. I don't know." I was like, "Okay, you could have said anything."
Anything.
You could have just made Quinta said, you could have just made up any song.
Any song. Like,
It didn't have to
she
be
could have fucking
true.
said.
Yeah, it didn't even have to be true.
She could have made a set of nursery rhyme or something.
Right, like anything to be funny, but okay, just don't know. Which is all right. But that was Snatch Game.
That was Snatch Game.
Yes.
It's elimination day, and what always kills me is when everybody comes back from a limp when after doing the main challenge, and everybody's just so prepped, like, oh, like I feel so confident. I feel like I'm gonna be in the top. I feel like I did a really good job. But the main girl who was like, oh, I feel like I'm gonna be in the top is Miss Susie.
Yes. Susie, she thought she won. She thought she ate.
I literally was like gagged, like that one meme where the girl was in court and she was like, I think she had cheated on her husband or something like that, and they had video footage. And she was just sitting there like mouth wide open, like, well, I wish you could see me. But y'all know what I'm talking about. When I was literally like, did she really think she ate that shit up?
Sam walked over to her and was because everyone was talking
Bitch.
about her behind her back, and then Sam was like, "Let me look at her and tell her what she really did." She was like, "So, Susie, you surprised me in a bad way." And she's like, "Oh, really?"
Like day, like okay, Sam. Like after Sam did that, I was like, oh, I'm mad at her too. I wish let's do a trade. Let's do a
Oh,
trade.
now you want to do a trade. So, yeah, how did you feel about Sam walking up to her and saying that?
Honestly, I loved it because girls need to be set straight, like sometimes. Like, you need that one friend or that one person who's gonna be like, girl, let's bring you back down from cloud nine. Let's bring you back to reality. You did bad. You bombed. You need to be scared. Very scared.
Right, and Susie is still on the, delusional train when Sam was like, "You surprised me." She said, "Thank you." And then
In a
Sam
bad
followed up in
way.
a bad way. She's like, I thought she was gonna make me laugh more. And Susie's like, you know what? That's your opinion. That's our Aries Queen. What's going on, Aries Queen?
Listen, you know how we get sometimes filling our oats.
Yes. I guess some of us can be very Delulu.
I've
She must
definitely
be a
been
March
there.
Aries. She must be a March Aries.
She gotta be March, 'cause you know April don't do that.
Yeah, April don't. Where we're from, we don't do shit like that. Kidding, kidding. But yeah, Susie said she was committed to the character. Fans of Miss Green and the Little Shop of Horrors would appreciate the very small isms. I think I was one of the best. Then said work. Okay, we'll see. I mean, but Sam did follow up after saying that to her, and she was like, "By the way, I just came up to you because everyone's talking about you behind your back and is afraid to say it to your face." So,
Let me just be that girl and set you straight.
let me say it to your face so it's not, shady or
The country little accent
I had to pull it out. I had to pull it out. But yeah.
So, category for this week's runway is nailed it. And I think the girls are supposed to highlight their nails,
Yes.
right? Yeah. Okay, so you know if anybody is like a diehard RuPaul's Drag Race fan like we are, you know that Raja and Raven have their tooted or booted shoot or big ass boot that they do on YouTube. And we decided to go off of that and do our own type of rating. And so if it's good, we'll call it snatch. Like they're fucking snatched.
Yeah, that's a
If it's
two.
bad, it's a two basically. If it's bad, if we don't like the look, we'll call it the scratch. Like she scratched the fuck up. Like it's bad.
It's a boot.
It's booted. It's booted. If it's really good, if it's a shoot, we call it sculpted. Like
Yes.
that bitch is sculpted for the gods, the drag gods. And if it's really bad, a really bad boot, we call it slaughtered. Like,
Yeah.
damn.
Yeah, throw that shit away. Throw it away.
Trash. Not even recycle it. Trash it.
Yeah, it's horrible. So, Acacia, I really loved it. At first, I don't know why I was thinking of Detector Gadget,
Oh,
but the
that would have been a
movie.
good idea.
Yes, it was. I believe Detector Gadget 2 had a girl with nails that had like different things on it. I don't remember, but
Yeah.
I was thinking of Detective Gadget, but she was really a being a Swiss Army knife. Was it? Yeah.
Yeah, her nails were like a Swiss Army knife.
Yes. You're in the military. You're still in the military, right?
Was. Was. Was.
Was in the military,
Was.
so you know a bit about
Stupid. Yeah,
that.
I thought it was good. I thought it was really creative. I liked it a lot. And
Yes.
I gave it a snatch.
Yes, I give it a snatch as well.
Next, we have Susie Toot. I didn't expect her to do this. Like, I didn't expect her to come out as one of the what does she call it?
Iron
You know,
Maiden.
Iron Maiden. Iron Maiden. That's fucking creative. She ate that. She ate down with that. I loved it.
Yeah, she looks so good. Oh, it was amazing. The reveal. I wish these girls would savor the reveal. Like, let us see the look first, and then, like, give us a moment to look at the look before you reveal. Because she had, like, a
Yes.
jacket, like, a whole big coat to. And I believe it. Apparently, this is not a real torture device. I thought it was real. But
Well, you thought she really walked out there in a Iron Maiden?
No, but I heard that the Iron Maiden is actually not a real torture device in history. It's a fictional torture device, I heard. But
Really?
Yes, but the way she came out with the big coat, it was given that torture device where the nails are inside, and then she opened it up and turned around and she revealed her face. I loved it. I just wish she stayed. She kept the coat on a little bit so we can see the full look first, and then you know, take the coat off, turn around, reveal. But I loved it.
Yeah. Did you give it snatched? Yeah, I thought it was snatched too. Like, she did really good.
Yeah, it was very close to sculpted, but snatched. She did great. It was good. That's good.
And then we have Lexi in her nail look. And it was. What did you think about this one?
I liked it. I did. I love that she had her nails. It was Cher on her actual nails. She had paintings like of Cher's face on her nails. I thought that was really good. She looked gorge. I loved it. She looked good to me. What do you think?
I like the detail that she had on the nails and the Cher-esque runway. I thought it was good. Also, they are doing like close-ups on the girl's nails as well.
Yes.
On the runway. So it really is all about the nails. But I gave it a snatch.
Yes, it was very necessary for them to do that because you can see the Cher face on them. Faces on them, and that just adds extra layer to this look. I loved it. It was a snatch for me.
Yes. And next up, we have Sam Starr. I liked it. I mean, we've seen this before, but I like the take on it. You know, with the, we've seen people, I think Valentina did it on All Stars 4 with like the, you know, pre-surgery outline areas where they're going to do, you know, incisions and move stuff around.
Mm-hmm.
But I liked it.
Trinity also did this look. I heard that she did this look on Botched. This is exactly the look. And I watched her show with Chantel Sparkles. They also reviews Drag Race. And Trinity said that she gave Sam this look. So this is a borrowed down look. Though it does look
no
good.
No way.
It does look good on Sam. I do wish that there were more lines on her stomach and her legs. Just to complete the look more. I wish there were lines on the face to complete it the look more. Overall, though, I think she looks good. I gave it a snatch.
Mm-hmm. Yeah, I gave it a snatch, too. It was really, really, really good.
Yeah, I like the syringes on her fingers. I think that's pretty cool.
Mm-hmm. Next, we have Lana Jarrett.
Yes, I have to say, I was gagged when I first saw this. And people,
really?
There are mixed opinions on this. I really love it.
No, it was good.
Huh?
I will say I feel like most of the mixed opinions came about because it looks exactly like a look that I think Violet Chachki did. On Twitter, yeah. There were like side by side comparison photos of Lana and Violet, and at the same time, like. Okay, she didn't straight up, like some people, take that look and bring it to the runway. She made that look. I don't know if she made it or somebody else made it, but they were inspired by that look and used it for this runway. I really don't get the Lana hate that she's getting right now.
I don't know. Maybe it's her complexion.
You talk about it.
I want to bring. I don't want to pull the black card,
but.
You know these fans. But also Queen Kong wore this look on, I believe, Global All Stars. But the thing is, I don't remember what those looks look like off the top of my head. So I'm just judging it off of what this is right now in front of me. And I don't hate it. I love it. I really do love it. She looked gorgeous. I do wish she had pasties on when she was lip syncing. You can see the nippies.
That was the nip slip.
Thing. Yeah, that was the only thing. So what do you give her?
I gave it a snatch, another look that was almost a sculpted. Like, it was really well executed. I love how the one glove on one hand matched, you know, the hand that was made up the train of the dress and wrapped around the bodice and everything. It was good. It was really good.
One thing that Lana will say, and I find it so hilarious, but she says this in every runway, and I'm going to know if you've noticed this. She would always say that she's never done something before. She said, I've never worn nails this long before. so I'm really stepping out of my comfort zone. She always says, I've never done this before, so I'm stepping out of my comfort zone. I've never done this. I'm like, what do you do?
Honestly, though, I believe it because I've followed Lana on Twitter or I've seen of Lana on Twitter or YouTube videos for like the past year and a half or so. And, you know, she shows a lot of skin during her, but during most of her like numbers that she does, she shows a lot of skin. A lot of skin is being showed. The stripper heels are there. I don't really see long ass nails or remember seeing long ass nails in the video. So I think she genuinely is trying shit out for the first time on the show.
Which, I mean, she hasn't done anything wrong so far to me besides the sewing challenge. Right. But, you know, that's the sewing challenge. But it's just so funny. Every time she comes up, she's like, I've never done this before. So I'm like, okay, girl, what do you do though? successfully. But no.
Quickly. Stop.
No, joking. But I'm going to stick to my guns. It's a sculpted for me.
Period.
I'm sticking to my guns. I'm sticking to what I originally put down. It's a sculpted. I was gagged when I saw her come out. I was like, yeah, she looks so gorgeous. I love it. She looks gorgeous to me. Makeup stunning, hair stunning. The whole outfit. Good.
Okay, next up we have, I'm going to let you start this one off first since she is on your team. But yeah, I'm letting you start this out first because she's on your team. We have Miss Corey King.
Not because she's on my team. Wow. When she first came out and she said, I'm doing a French mime with French tips, baby. I was like, Corey, please stop playing. Please stop playing. Like, she is hilarious.
I truly believe that Corey is here to have fun and fuck around. Right? Like, I truly believe Corey auditioned for this show and was like, I'm going to just get on here, see how far I go, get what I need to get done, introduce myself to RuPaul, and I'm going to just live life to the fullest.
Yeah, I'm here for, you know, my brand. Y'all gonna know who I am. And right. I'm creating a legacy right now. Is she here to win? I'm sure, but that's probably not the top priority right now. Which, I mean, mm-hmm. When you go to a competition like this, you have to be prepared not to win. So at least make a moment. Make moments, make the most out of your experience. So right. But this was just hilarious to me.
When she said French tip, I literally rolled my eyes and was like, she's not fucking serious.
The
basic ass go to nail. And what killed me was the close up. The fucking close up to the French tips, and this girl is really fucking modeling that shit. I was crying. Oh, like, my God.
I want to give her a snatch just for the comedy, but I can't. I can't. It's a scratch.
A scratch?
It's a scratch for me. Like, I mean, the look itself is fine, but it's very simple. And the fact that, again, let's be serious now. French tips now. For a nails runway looking at everybody else. French tips, girl. No, I'm sorry.
You know what? I thought it was funny. Like, I literally was fucking... I give it a... Hey! No, I'm not doing that. I give it a scratch. But the shit was funny.
Give it a scratch. Go ahead.
No.
This is you.
No, thought it was funny. And the fact that she was out here miming the fucking nails, really showing them off. The most basic nail out of all the fucking nails. And she's showing that shit off. I was fucking dying. Yeah. Like, this had me laughing more than her snatch game.
Right. So what do you give her?
I give it a snatch. I thought it was funny.
Okay.
Next is Crystal. And she came out in like
she's
a.
She's in your house.
She is in my house. And she came out in like this werewolf, like lady werewolf look. And I like, what did I put? Let me check my notes. I liked it. I mean, it was out of the box, creative. And usually when you think of like werewolves, you know, you think big teeth, furry, as man dog, and then, you know, talons, nails. And her nails look just like fucking claws.
Mm-hmm.
Yeah. What did you think?
This was something. First thing, okay. People get werewolves. There are so many different perspectives on werewolves, like how a werewolf should look. People usually see werewolf is like a wolf, a full on wolf.
Right.
Or some people may see a werewolf like Van Helsing, that movie. Van Helsing, love that movie. Fans of Van
Favorite
Helsing.
Movie.
Really?
Yes. To like top 10 movies, yeah.
We got to see that together one day. But the werewolves in Van Helsing, big, crazy, fictional looking werewolves. They're kind of like Underworld. Is that the movie?
Bitch. Yes, wait a minute, now that you brought that up, why didn't anybody come out as one of the three fucking vampire bitches from Van Helsing?
Oh yeah, that'd be cool. Oh no, I have a different, okay, if I did Nails Runway, I also was thinking of Lady Deathstrike.
Bitch, yes! Yeah. Yes!
But, also, all other werewolf perspectives, the Sims usually have this type of werewolf where they're like, half human, half wolf type of thing. Kind of like Wizards of the Waverly Place.
Yes. What's his name, Mason?
Yeah, Mason. If y'all are fans of these things, y'all are my best friends now. But like The Sims, where Wizards of the Waverly Place, Van Helsing, all that. So I saw this as like, okay, this is kind of similar to The Sims. So mm-hmm. I don't hate it, but I don't like the fur on her lower half is not flattering to me.
It was almost like chaps.
Yeah, it's not good. It's not good. It's kind of looking like, you know, you've seen like a you were Aries, so you've seen a ram's ass.
Bushy, big,
yeah,
hairy.
Yeah, that's what it looks like in the front there. the bodysuit is not cute to me. I mean, she was going for grotesque, so there you go.
I don't think she was going straight for grotesque, though. I think she was, like, in a good median.
I mean...
Oh, so you just say you didn't like the look.
I didn't like the look. But I also... I love that she have nails on her toes. I think that's... I've taken it further, way further, and I love it. I love the dedication. But I'm sure that takes dedication. I'm sure that's not easy. Nails.
I mean,
toes.
She used prosthetics. Like, she got in there.
Yeah, the prosthetics on her head, on her forehead. If she was on a stage to do a play of werewolves instead of cats, werewolves, she would eat. Okay.
That look would eat there. Yeah.
But on the main stage of Drag Race, I don't know. So I give it a scratch. What'd you give her?
I gave it a snatch. I liked it.
Okay.
Okay. Oh, anyway. Next up is Jules. And I'll let you take this away because she's in your house.
Bitch, every time you say because she's in your house, I'm going to love so much. Okay, so Jules, love Jules so much. I do like this look. It's cool. It's giving me Gaga a little bit. Like, Bad Romance, I think. Yeah, Bad Romance energy. It also with like the nails is cool. I like, she said this look is she had like a tumor on her spine or something like that.
Yes,
I like this look. It's very Gaga. It's snatched. I like it. Oh, you think differently.
I liked it.
Are you sure?
I liked it. I mean, it's giving nails. It did. It fits the category. I like it. I gave it a snatch, though.
Okay, it took me a minute. I'm like, are you sure?
Next up is Lydia Butthole. When I first saw this, I was like, why she got little hands? Like,
Not little
why are there
hands.
little hands on her head? And then I saw the nails, and it, I don't know why it brought me back, but you know how you see certain shit and it brings back like locked away, long forgotten memories. And this reminded me that one Guinness World Record lady with like the nails that she's been going for like 5, 6 years or whatever.
Yeah.
Yeah, and they're like curled up and stuff. That's what that reminded me of.
Yeah, that's pretty much what she's
And
known for, yeah.
yeah, and I like it. I gave it a snatch. I liked it.
Yeah, the hands on her head is a bit questionable. I guess, I mean, it's kind of given. She says she's like she likes Tim Burton type of energy. So I can kind of see maybe like a cartoony like a Hair Caroline type of,
Yes, Coraline. Mother, what was her name? The mother. Mother.
yeah, the mother, something similar to that, like just that type of like horror energy, that cartoony horror energy. So the hands on
Ooh,
her head.
actually, speaking of the mother, sorry to cut you off. Sorry to
Yes.
cut you off. But I just remember that Denali, like a year ago, a couple 2 years ago, had did a mother, the other mother look on Twitter or Instagram. And that would have been good for this category too.
At the moment, I don't remember what that look was. I love Denali, our Aries sister, but
Yes.
love Denali, but I don't remember that look. But yeah, this look itself is fine. I like it. I like the dress. It looks good on it. Love the nails is really cool. I mean, if you're gonna do nails, a nails runway, do the most with the nails. Have the
Right.
longest nails possible, and I love it. So I give it a snatch, even though the headpiece is not my favorite. I give it a snatch though.
Yeah, this was good. And next up, we have Arietti.
Yes. Arietti is on your team. So you
Yes.
take it
And,
away.
oh, Nachi's stealing my stuff. Anyways,
Yeah.
I like this look. I really like this look. I mean, she had the nails everywhere, multiple hands, a full bodysuit, but. Yes, it's a bodysuit, but she did more to make it not just a bodysuit, if you get what I'm saying. Because there are a lot of people on Twitter who were saying, oh, she should have been lip syncing, you know, because she did horrible in the Snatch Game, and then she also came out in a bodysuit. But she did more than just make it a bodysuit. She added shit to it. She added extra hands. She added more nails. She bedazzled the fuck out of it. Like, I liked it. And her makeup is always good.
Yeah, I love the baby hairs. If you can see them, I love me some baby hairs. It's beautiful.
Are those really baby hairs, though?
I don't think they might not be real, but
No,
they're
not
supposed to
real,
be
but
baby hair.
like, I mean, like, are baby hairs real? Do they, okay. Do baby hairs really go out that far, though?
Depending on who you ask. I don't
Because, I
know.
mean, that's just cover her eyebrow, her fucking eyes, basically.
It's hair that you I don't know. I don't. But I mean, me personally, the look is cool. She's done better. She's done better.
Right.
So it's not the best she's done. But I like the look. I like that she has multiple hands. I do wish that she had a tail,
Yes, because this was giving like cat.
which Michelle gonna say weeks ago
Oh,
that she don't want to see no cats on
oh!
the runway.
What if she snatched that fucking cat tail off?
Oh no, I hope not. Because I feel like if you have two hands, you should complement it with two tails or something. Like it's like an alien cat. So like, where's the tail? Where's the tail? That's what I was looking for the whole time. But besides that, I like the look, so I give it a snatch.
Yeah. It was good.
Yeah.
And last, is it lastly?
I believe so.
Next, lastly, we have Anya fucking Nerve.
Yeah.
Go
On
ahead,
your nerve.
Sergio.
like this look overall. The hair is really cool. The nails, as it is the main objective of the runway. I really love the nails. I love the aesthetic. It's very urban, very, you know, streetwear. The jeans is interesting. Someone mentioned that she should have done Simone's jeans when she had a step-down look.
And that's the thing. You can't know, because if she would have done that, then people would have read her for copying, just like they did.
Right.
Just like they did Lana.
Mm-hmm. I didn't hate the jeans, though.
I like the jean shorts, because if you look vague, people was wearing that shit just like that, with the pockets out and everything.
Yeah, yeah. It's definitely for the culture, and I'm here for it. I like it. Especially the airbrush shirt, t-shirt. It's definitely for the culture. I love it. How are you thinking about
it? Yeah, I love this look completely. This is probably my favorite look on the runway.
Really?
Yeah. You know I love a good cultural reference, like, when Simone did the do-rag train, she did the do-rag train.
That was one of my favorite looks of all time, but yeah.
The do-rag fucking train, and then when she did, and honestly, I love Simone Dow, when she did in the finale, when she did the black and white look made out of the fucking headscarves.
Yes, yes, yes.
Like, I love a good, like, good, love a good reference, and this, I gave it a sculpted.
Ooh.
Like the hair was giving very much hair show, like, you know how in, like, hair shows, they do, like, very artistic, like, fucking making helicopters out of hair and shit on somebody's head. That's what that was giving, and then she added the airbrush detail while adding, you know, the jewels and sparkles on there, and then adding in the short shorts, but bedazzling them, and then the nails on top of that matching everything, like, it was all cohesive. Yeah, she ate down, and then the Cuban link chain, she ate.
I agree. I didn't give her a sculpted, but it's definitely a snatch. Yeah, I give her a snatch. I would love to see her and Simone just walk the runway together, because baby.
Bitch.
Do for the culture.
And have you seen Anya's, like, mug after the show?
A lot of people talking about it.
Bitch is fish. Fresh tilapia. Out the sea.
Hey, I'm not surprised.
So, we get to the judges' critiques, yes?
Yes.
And we find out that our tops and bottoms of this episode are Anya, Jules, surprisingly, and this gagged the fuck out of me, Lexi, and Sam as our top queens of the week.
Top four.
Top fucking four. What did you think about Lexi making it to the fucking top?
The funny thing is, and after they did the whole deliberations, I was like, Lexi is, like, in between top and bottom, it seems. Because when did they ever do a top four? I don't remember them doing top four often. Maybe they do, I don't remember.
But I don't remember that, because there were four safe girls. And three girls in the bottom.
Yeah, Acacia, Susie, Corey, and Lydia was safe. And mind you, Susie face crack.
Yeah, I was just saying the face crack of the season, probably.
Yeah.
So far.
And it was hilarious that Lexi went on, had a confessional. She was like, look at Susie and that face crack. Oh, I love it. But yeah, I put Lexi as, like, in between top and bottom, because they was like, Michelle literally said you flopped. But it was a good flop, though. So it was like,
right.
Is
there such thing as a good flop?
I mean, we have Alyssa. Like, Alyssa had a good flop on her All-Stars Snatch game with Joan Crawford.
Right.
I don't think they put her in the top, though, for it. But I don't remember.
I think she may have been safe.
Probably. But because there's only three girls in the bottom and four girls in the top, I just put Lexi in the middle. Like, in between a top and a bottom. Like, it's safe, I guess, but, like, it's like a low safe. I don't know. It's weird. It's weird how they put her there. Mm-hmm. It's out of order. It's three bottoms and four tops. Like, it's like they just wanted to give Lexi praise and show support to Lexi, I guess, because she hasn't been in the top since episode two. So they're like, let's give her some credit and some praise, because, I mean, it was funny. But maybe they could have put her safe, but before she left, they were like, by the way, Lexi, you flopped hard as hell, but you was hilarious. So you are safe, though.
Right. I feel like a safe placement would have been good, but do you think it got to the other girls, like, seeing how bad she was fucking up and still managed to get that high spot?
I mean, I think from Untucked, they talked about it a little bit, where there was like, she was messing up so bad. I think Susie definitely called it out. She was like, she was messing up really bad. However, Rue was laughing at it. So, I mean, what can you say? Ross said, it was so truly awful, it rounded the corner back to good again. I'm like, you're not wrong, though. And then Rue said, watching you attempt to complete a thought process and then give up midway through was so hilarious. And I agree.
Because, like, she fucked up the very beginning and it was just downhill from there. But apparently it was uphill, I guess.
I personally, in this situation specifically, she was funny. So I don't mind it personally. But they also turned to Anya and she was like, Eddie Murphy was a smart choice, which I agree. I think it was a really smart choice. And she delivered the essence without trying to do an impersonation. Mm-hmm. You know, personality shone through. And the best compliment of the episode was when Quinta said, I want to see her on SNL one day. I want to see her host SNL.
Bitch. And after, like, the hosting thing she did for the previous RDR. Episode challenge prior, yeah, RDR Live. Mm-hmm. I was like, I fully was like, oh, she could definitely, like, this bitch can fucking host.
Yeah. Yeah, that was funny that Quinta said that, yeah, because she was just hosting RDR Live a couple episodes ago, so.
Bitch, imagine she gets on SNL. Imagine.
I can see it. She's really talented, so I want to, yeah, I see it.
But what do you think about the girls in the bottom? We have Arietti, Lana, and Crystal.
I think it was rightfully so, right? You agree?
Right. Yeah.
I think it was correct.
It is Crystal Envy and Lana in the bottom two. What did you think about it?
I was fine with it just because of Crystal's look wasn't my favorite, so I understood. I would put her in the bottom as well. I honestly think Lana has the better look between the three of them. Don't hate me. That's how I feel. But comparative looks between Crystal and Arietti, if that was what kind of came down to it, I agree that Arietti had a better look. So
yeah.
I was fine with it personally, but that's my opinion. That's my opinion.
What did you think about the lip sync song being Hands to Myself by Selena Gomez?
I was like, not this song. I know this song. And I'm like, not this song. I don't know. I didn't know how to feel about it. It was nice. It's nice to hear a song that you know.
Right.
So I was just like, not that. I didn't have really any other reaction to that, but not this song.
Like, I thought it was pretty creative.
Like, it's a good song. It's just funny that they did this song.
I thought it was creative, especially for like the runway.
Oh yes, Hands to Myself. You are smart. Look at you.
I know.
I didn't even think about that. Hands. Because it's the Nails runway. I didn't even think about that.
Yeah. I may or may not have called production, but like, y'all do this.
Put this on. You would, because this is our era of music, okay?
Right.
First of all, Crystal is giving a bit masculine with some of her moves.
The body roll.
Yes, the body rolls. Like, okay. I would love to see this out of drag, you know?
Ooh.
Yeah. But no.
Right. No, you said it.
That's like in the beginning when Selena's like, come on and give me a taste. And she did the little,
You
I'm
need help.
like, all right. And then she did that little flip in the beginning. I
She
was
love a
like, okay,
flip.
she loved a flip. I liked it. I was like, maybe she's gonna turn it out a little bit. Then Lana pulled through. Lana was with the legs. And how did you feel when they ran into each other? Because this is a Twitter's been talking about this too. They ran into each other. Well, first of all, Lana apparently okay. So they're saying Lana walked in front of her, and then Crystal went down and went between her legs, and then that's when Lana went on the confessionals like, "This ain't a duet." Not realizing that
Honestly,
Lana
I
moved up in
mean,
front of her first.
right. I mean, if the girl is in your way, either you step to the other side, you move out the way, or you find a way to pull a fucking, damn.
Not Nitra.
What it, yes, a fucking Anitra and jump over that bitch. Like, you gotta do something, because, I mean, the point of that lip sync, you're in the bottom two. You need to keep all eyes on you. Like, that's either you feeling the song, you giving what needs to be given, or as Law would say, you did what needed to be done. If you gotta go between a girl's legs, you go between a girl's legs.
Yeah, I think it was kind of weird that she was like, this ain't no duet, but you literally walk in front of her. I mean, that's the ballroom tactic, though, like to block your opponent.
Right.
It's scary to do it on Drag Race because people don't know that culture. So people are like, she's blocking her. Don't do that. That's not fair. It depends on where you come from with the culture. I don't hate it. It depends on how you do it. If you're doing it like Mimi, I'm first, where you're literally. Your arms are spread like, don't look at her, don't look at her. I'm like, okay,
Or you
now
pick the bitch up.
and pick her up. Like, you're doing the most, and you're taking it out. You're supposed to be lip syncing. You're not even lip syncing at this point.
You wrestling. It's WWE in this bitch.
You're not lip syncing. You're just trying to block her. It's kind of awkward and weird. But yeah, they ran into each other, and there was one moment where Lana looked at her like up and down, like, you trying to fight?
Girl.
So they literally ran into each other, and I was like, "Ah!" But
I will say I did cackle a little bit when that wig came off.
bitch, she did that spin and then to a death drop is what I'm calling it. It's not a dip; it's a death drop, bitch. Then that wig came. I screamed, "The wig!" I know the club was crazy. I wish I went to the club to see this. I know the club went insane when that happened.
I'm telling you now, when the finale airs, I will be in somebody's club watching it.
Oh, me too. That's what I usually do anyway. I go watch it in a club when it's like the lip sync SmackDown and the finale.
Oh, that's a good one.
Yeah, because lip sync SmackDown, they're not really talking that much. They're just doing lip sync songs. So I don't like going to the club to watch the show if like, because I can't hear them talk that much. Because everyone is talking. Everybody else is talking, running around, glasses clacking. You can't really hear the TV. But that's why I only go to see the lip sync SmackDown is a really good episode to go watch because it's so. It's just all the hypeness and the energy. It's just all there when you go to the club. And then the finale is the finale. So, of course. But, yeah.
Right.
How did you feel when that wig came on?
I was like, damn. Crystal might pull through.
Oh, you thought Crystal won after that?
I mean, the wig came off. It
Yeah.
wasn't like hanging. It wasn't, the wig fully came off.
But it was hilarious when Corey was like, Lana said, y'all didn't see that. And she put
She
it right back
did.
on.
She put it right back on like nothing happened.
Y'all didn't
and
see
I
that.
think that's I think that's what got her the win, because she didn't like react to it falling off. She just, that shit came off, she put it right back on.
Rue laughed at that moment when she when usually Rue is like, are you freaking serious? On my show your wig fell off? Are you, you're out of here, you're out, you're gone, you're done. Are you serious? But this time she was laughing her head off, like that was hilarious. I mean, it was though, like especially Corey's comment after it just
Ooh, this made me think when Rue was laughing, do you think Lana's setting up to be a lip sync assassin for this season?
I think so.
Yeah.
She lip synced twice now, back to back.
Yeah. Do you think she'll hit the legendary 4 lip syncs in a season? No?
I don't know, because in the Untucked, they did say Corey was like, anybody that goes against Lana, they're going home. So, like, are they, the producers left that in there, so. I don't know.
Foreshadowing.
I don't know. But Lana won, and Crystal was, she did not win. And when I saw Crystal's look, I was like, she's going home. Because it's so often when a queen looks crazy getting sent home. Again, I'm not a big fan of this look, so I'm just like, she looks like that going home. Oh, my God.
She didn't, I didn't think she looked crazy. I just feel like that look didn't help her with the lip sync song.
No, not at all. It's so unfortunate when that happens. You are lucky to be on All Stars because you can change your look before the lip sync.
Yes. Do you think they should bring that to a regular season? Because imagine a bitch comes out in some extravagant corseted fucking big ass dress and ends up in the bottom, and then she's lip syncing against the bitch in a two piece.
Yeah, okay. I would saying that, and I was thinking that too. Like, it would be more fair to let them go back and change to what they think is gonna do well in the lip sync, just to, you know, give them an equal, I guess, an equal. Well, keeping them in the looks is kind of also. But, like, it's not fair, like you said, if a girl is wearing a very tight, restricting outfit, and then the other girl is wearing a bodysuit, you know, a leotard, and she, you know, of course the girl in the leotard is going to probably win because she has more, she can move more. So,
right.
Kimora Hall, Chicago.
Yes.
Doll, yeah. She, when she lip synced against Denali, which Denali killed her in that lip sync, but she had a dress that was restricting, so it,
like, she could do was walk around.
Yes, it was crazy. So I do think it would be fair to let the girls change beforehand, just for that reason. But yeah, Crystal sashayed away. Lana wins lip sync. She was crying. Lexi in the background said, "Train wheels off, bitches." I'm like,
oh. I mean, at the snatch game, that's when the real like competition. Honestly. The competition begins literally the moment you step in, but after Snatch Game is when it gets real.
I mean, yeah. But also, I think she said that because Crystal was a big competitor. She was in the top every, like, just about every week.
If she wasn't in the top, she was safe. And she was safe, like, maybe 2 times.
Yeah. Besides that, she's been in the top, then, like, the entire time. So, getting rid of big competition. But, nevertheless.
Next episode is the fucking Rusical, and it's titled The Wicked Wiz of Oz, The Rusical.
Yes, so it's referencing Wicked, which is perfect timing.
Yes.
Referencing Wicked, The Wiz, and The Wizard of Oz. And then
I can't
Adam
wait.
Lambert is a guest, which I like Adam Lambert. I love a lot of his songs, so love
Adam him. Lambert's ass is a guest?
He's back again. Back again.
Shut up.
Yeah, I love Adam Lambert. I love his music. But, yeah. And then we saw Jules and Corey fight over the Good Witch. I don't know why Corey fighting over this Good Witch role, girl. That role is not for you.
Hey, like, let it be a setup. Let it be a setup.
How do you feel about the next talent being the Wicked Wiz of Oz?
I can't fucking wait. I love the Rusicals, and the Rusicals for the past, like, three or four US seasons have been chef's kiss. They've been so good. And my man, Jamal Sims, is gonna be a special guest too.
Why do you say it like that?
You know I
You
love
got a whole
Jamal with his
boyfriend.
ball
Okay.
headed in. Oh, I do. I didn't say nothing. Take that out. Delete that.
Don't take this out.
Take it out.
But so who do you think would be in the top and bottom here?
Okay, so we do have Susie as our headlining theater queen, but we did see her fumble
Did she? Oh, on
for
Snapchat.
Snatch Game.
Okay.
So, I mean, she could still be a possible contender. I still think Jules has a good chance. I think Anya has a really good chance. I think Lexi possibly.
Okay. For tops for me, I said Susie, Anya, and Jules. And I think Jules could really take this. This could be her moment to
This
win.
could be.
But Susie could also get a third win, which at this moment, the energy that she's given right now, I don't think I would want that to happen. But we'll see. I would love for Jules to get a win and get on the board because she's done really well and she's been really funny,
Yes.
talented. All of them are talented, but yeah, she's been really killing it. So it'll be nice for her to get a win. Also, she's part of my. Is she part of my house?
Yes, she's in your
She's part of my
house.
house. Yeah. Get us a win, Jules, please. We don't need them to get no more wins. Susie and Anya don't need no more wins.
Take them all. Take them
No,
all.
Susie and Anya's on your house. No, they don't need
I
no more wins.
exactly. They need all the wins.
So who you think is gonna be in the bottom?
Ooh, Corey,
Oh,
maybe
I just said Corey
Akacia.
first.
No, I didn't. I mean, yes, I did. Corey, Corey, Akacia, and I know Lydia's gonna do fine. I feel it in my butthole.
Okay. Oh, okay.
Well, who do you think is going to be at the bottom?
I think Arietti,
Oh yeah, I
Lydia.
forgot about her.
I think Arietti, Lydia, and Acacia. I've been putting Acacia in a. I think I've been. No. Let me not. But I don't think the show sees anything for Acacia. I think at some point. And on top of that, she's gonna be Dorothy.
Wait, how do you know?
The preview.
Oh.
It shows in the preview that she's dressed as Dorothy, so she's
And
Dorothy.
you know that's a main role.
That's probably gonna be a main role, if not
Oh,
the Good Witch and
shit.
the Wicked Witch or
But what if
Aquafina.
she surprises us?
She's been surprising us for this whole season so far, so maybe,
What
but
if she fucking turns it?
I don't know. This might be this a make or break moment for her. This is her.
This is
This
a
is
make or
her
break
show.
moment for a lot of these queens.
So I think the bottom. I think Acacia's gonna go home. I don't know who's gonna lip sync against her. Maybe Lydia.
I feel like Arietti's going home.
Oh, you think Arya's gonna go home?
I think so.
Maybe. Maybe.
We will
But.
see. And that's been episode 7. You got anything going on? Do you know where people can find you at?
I'm doing modeling. I'm doing photography. I'm working. I'm thinking about going back. I'm thinking about doing more YouTube stuff, so stay tuned on that. But follow me on Instagram or any social media. Call me Serge. CallemeSirg. Anywhere. How about you?
No, as I said in the beginning, I just got back on Instagram. I just
Yes,
started
finally.
a n new shut up. I just started a new like job, so I'm literally getting in that career phase. Ooh, the big boy things.
Okay.
But yes, you can follow me on Instagram because I am back on there at Instagram and Twitter at Jamari MB. That's JOMARI MB. And you can also follow our Drag and Draft podcast, which is streaming where, Sergio?
Spotify, Apple Music, anywhere you get podcasts, honestly, anywhere.
Anywhere you can get a podcast. You can find us at Drag in Draft.
Yes, Dragn, N for nice.
Yes, in for nice.
DRAFT.
Yes, there we'll keep y'all updated on how our houses are doing throughout the season. We also have polls every now and then that y'all can participate in. And we also share funny posts and stories. So please give us a follow and continue to listen in.
Yes. All right. See y'all.
Bye.
Bye.